Raisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkot Lamed Zayin of an Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Vav of Mabez by the beginning of the Gemara. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that when a person is ma'agid the lulav, he has to dafka be ma'agid it with something that's one of the minim, something that's either comes from the min of lulav, adasim, or aravais. You can't use something else. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, afilu b'siv v'afilu b'ikarav, tediklah. That even though you have to use the min of the lulav, you could use the ivy of the palm tree, or the ikra tediklah, the pieces of bark from the palm tree, meaning any part of the palm tree. It doesn't have to dafka be the branches. Even though these parts are a different color, so it's not a problem. Meaning you could have thought that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda require that you have to use the min of the lulav to be ma'agi the lulav is so that it should be nicely color coordinated. He wanted you to dafka use something that's the same color. Says Rava, no. You could even use other parts of the tree that are not the same color. And like Rava explains, Va'amar Rava, Rava says that the reason for this is because my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the whole reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he says you have to dafka use something that's the min of the lulav? It's because ksavar lulav tzarech eged. It's because you hold that a lulav requires an eged. V'maisi mina achrina have a chamisha mina. And if you use a different min, it's a problem about taisef. The reason why he requires you to use the same min, it's not so that it should be color coordinated, and therefore you could use the ivy, you could use the bark. The reason why he requires you to use the same min is because being that an eged is an integral part of the lulav, so if you take a different min, it's going to be like you're taking five minim instead of the arba minim, instead of the dalad minim, it's going to be about taisef. V'amar Rava, Rava said, Mina aminala, how do I know this? The siv ikara didikla mina dululavahu. How do I know that siv and ikra didikla, that it's considered the same min as the lulav? Meaning maybe you could say that it's only the branches that are considered the min of the lulav. The lulav is the branches of the palm tree. So the min means anything which comes from the branch. But maybe using the ivy or the bark of the tree, so maybe that's not called the min of the lulav. How do I know that even that's considered the same min? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says like this, The Pasuk says, Besukah is Teshu Shivas Yamim. You're supposed to live in the Sukkah for 7 days. Now from that which the Pasuk says, Besukah is Belashin Rabim, and again, Al Shema Schach Kariya Sukkah. Sukkah is really just the name for the Schach. So when it says, Sukkah is Teshu, it means you could live in all different types of Schach. Sukkah shall call davar divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir darshens from here that the schach could be any material. We said different klalim, it has to be something that's not royally kabel tumah. So there are different klalim, it has to be something which grows in the ground. We mentioned all the different requirements for schach. But it could be'etzem be any material. That's Rabbi Meir's chiddush. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that ein sukkah neheges ela ba'arba minim shebelulav. That no, you have to dafka use one of the minim of the lulav as your schach. Either use palm trees, use hadasim, aravos, esregim. It has to be something that's the min of the lulav. And said Rabbi Yehuda, v'hadin aysen, I'll bring you a kavul chaymer to prove it. It would make sense. I have a kavul chaymer that when you make the schach of the sukkah, it has to dafka be something that's the one of the min, a min of the arba minim. What's the kavul chaymer? Like this. Uma lulav she'ein noyeg ba'leilais kavayamim. Lulav is more kal. It's only noyeg at day. It's not noyeg at night just like day. It's only by day. And yet still we see that it's very limited. And that ein noyeg ela ba'arba minin. You have to dafka stick to the four minin. So sukkah, which is more chomer, she'noyeg is ba'leilais kavayamim. It's noyeg at night and at day. So it's a more chomer mitzvah. So ein I din. So surely it should be limited just like lulav, and I didn't relate to hey ella barbas meaning it should surely also have this limitation, being that it's more chomer. It would make sense that it should be at least as limited as the lulav. It should have to dafka come from the arba minim. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's kavul chomer. If lulav is limited to being one of the arba minim is limited to being arba minim. So sukkah, which is more chomer, all the more so, should have that limitation that you have to dafka use one of the four minim to construct the schach of the sukkah. Amrulai, however, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, that no, that's not a good kavul chaymer. Because kol din, sha'ata dan, tchilasei lahachmer, v'seifei lahakel, any time you have a kavul chaymer, that you're going to make it that the beginning of the Kal V'chomer is a Chumrah, meaning at first it might seem like it's a Chumrah, but in the end of the day, it's a Chumrah Sha'asa L'day Kula, it's a Chumrah which leads to a Kula, Se'ein Din, that's not a good Kal V'chomer. A Kal V'chomer is when you say, if there's a Chumrah Din that applies to this thing which is more Kal, so all the more so that Chumrah Din should apply to the thing which is more Chumrah. But this that Arba Minim are limited to being from Arba Minim is Lav Dafka Chumrah. It can even be a Kula. Says the Gemara turning on to Lamed Zayinam and Aleph, because Lo Matza Arbas Minim, if a person doesn't have one of the four Minim to make Schach for his Sukkah, Yehi Yoyshevu Batal, it's going to come out, he's just not going to sit in the Sukkah. He'll be Pata from Sukkah. So it seems like you're making a Chumrah, that the Schach has to come Dafka from one of the Arba Minim. But really it leads to being a Kula, because now he's going to end up being Pata from Sukkah if he doesn't have one of the four Minim. So that's a Kula. And second of all, says the Gemara, Ba'atayra Amra, the Torah says, Besukais Teishu Shivas Yamim. It says it Belosh and Rabim, Sukais. So it's Mashma Sukkah Shok Kol Davar. It's Mashma that the Schach can be made from any material. And also says the Gemara, V'chein Be'ezra Aymer. Also by Ezra. By the sukkah that was made in the beginning of Bayesheni, so the pasuk over there says that the Navi told Klal Yisrael, "Su'u ahar v'heviu alei zayis, go to the mountains and bring the leaves of olive trees, v'alei et shemen, v'alei hadas, v'alei tamarim, v'alei etz avos, all these different types of materials. Lastly, sukkah is kakasev, in order to construct, to make the sukkah, which we assume at least right now means to make the schach. So you see that the schach can be made from all materials. It doesn't have to dafka come from the Arba Minim. So says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say back to this pasuk? This seems to be Mefersh pasuk that schach can be made from any material. So says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Rabbi Yehuda savar, that hani l'defanais, that these other materials mentioned in the pasuk that are not one of the Arba Minim, the other materials, that's talking about for the walls of the sukkah. The pasuk is not only talking about the schach of the sukkah, it's talking about the whole edifice of the sukkah. So those materials that are not one of the Arba Minim, that was referring to the walls of the sukkah. Bring those materials to construct the walls, and then Ali Hadas, Vali Tamarim, Vali Yitzavois, the Hadasim, the Lulav, and the Aravois, that was the schach, that was to construct the schach, because the schach has to come dafka from the Arba Minim. So the reason why we brought all this was just to show that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that when you make schach for your sukkah, it has to dafka be one of the Arba Minim. Now, it's not, and we learned in the Mishnah, that Misakhim bin Nisarin Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, the same Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Schach has to come from the Arba Minim, he says that you could use Nisarin, you could use boards, you could use the bark of one of the lulav, of the palm tree. So you see Lahedya, that even Rabbi Yehuda that requires the Schach is made from the Arba Minim, he allows you to use the bark of the tree, that's considered one of the Arba Minim. So now, concludes Rava, that Alma, so you see from all this, that Siv Ikra de Dikla Mina de Lulavahu Shma Mina. So you see that the ivy of the tree and the bark, that is considered the Mina of the Lulav, also with regards to Eged. Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to use its Min to be Ma'aged, the Lulav, says, so Rava had said that you can even use the ivy and the bark of the tree. How do I know that that's included in the Min of the Lulav? Maybe it's just the leaves. Had said Rava, how do I know that even these things are included in its min? Because I found that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tzchach has to be made from Arba Minim, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use the bark of the tree, you could use the wood part of the tree to make Tzchach. So you see that even those parts are considered the min of the lulav. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, did Rabbi Yehuda really say that Arbas Minin in Midi Achrin Eloi? Is that really true? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tzchach has to be made from one of the materials of the Arba Minim? Fracta Gemara Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Sikha bin Isarim. Let's say a person, he uses beams for his schach, spinisarim shel erez, he uses cedar wood beams, so these aren't coming from beams of the palm tree. This, the Braisa says, lahedya, we're talking about cedar wood beams. A person who's sikha binisarim shel erez, sheyesh behendal tfachim, so if it's four tfachim wide, divriya kol psula, because gzeiras tikra, that's going to be a pasul according to everybody. Ain behend arba tfachim, but if it's not four tfachim, if it's less than four tfachim, between 3 and 4 tfachim, so then Rabbi Meir Pais so. Rabbi Meir still holds that there's a problem of Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So now the Gemara just finishes the Braisa that Umayda Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's Maida Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Yesh Bein Nasser L'Nasser K'mloy Nasser, Shem Aniach P'sal Bein Ayanu K'sheira. That if you have a space in between each Nasser, the same width of the Nasser, and you put kosher Eschach there, so then it's going to be kosher. All of that we explained before. But the point is, we have a Mefurish Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir cedar wood beams for schach. So now, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that schach has to be made from the arba minim? Here we have a braisa. Erez is not one of the arba minim, and the braisa is mefirsh that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use erez for the schach, even though it's not one of the arba minim. So it's a kasha. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Says the Gemara, my erez hadas. When the braisa speaks about using erez for the schach, it's referring to hadas. Hadas is a type of erez. How do we know that? Kidurabba Baravuna, like Rabba Baravuna said, the Amma Rabba Baravuna, Amri Birav, that Asara Mine Arazan Hain. There are 10 different types of cedarwood trees. Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, Ati Bemidbar, Eret, Shita, Vahadas, and the Pasuk goes on to say different types. But you see that Hadas is considered a type of erez. It's considered in the cedarwood family. And therefore, we could say that when the Braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, these nesarim shall erez, it's really referring to hadas. Hadas is a type of erez, that's why it calls it erez, but really it's referring to a hadas, and so it is one of the arba minim, which is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa. He holds that the schach has to dafka be made from one of the arba minim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Meir Aymer Afila B'Meshicha. We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Eged has to dafka come from something which is one of the Minim of the Arba Minim. But Rabbi Meir is Chaylik. Rabbi Meir said that no, you can even use string. And we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said, I'll bring you a story that the people of Yerushalayim, the Anshe Yerushalayim, they put gold strings under Lulav. And the Gemara said back, the Mishnah said back, that no, they said it's not a Raya. Because it could be really they were ma'ageh the lulav with something with that was the min of the arba minim. It's just afterwards, on top of that eged, they used gold just to make it, to decorate it, to make it look nice. But the eged, the etzem eged was minai. So therefore, there was no raya from the story. That's what we had in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara in El Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Meir said, I'll bring you a raya to my shito, that you can even use string. You don't have to use one of the minim of the lulav. Ma'isa v'yakira Yerushalayim. There was a story with the wealthy people in Yerushalayim. Shayu aigdin esulveihem b'vigimayin yashozav. They used these gold strings. Amrulay, they said, Misham raya. That's your raya. B'minu hayu aigdin aisem ilamata. They used to tie it, really, they were ma'agi the lulav with something that was the min of the lulav. Then afterwards, for decorative purposes, they put the gold on top. But really, they were ma'aged it with something that was its min. So this is obviously the exact same story that we had in the Mishnah. So the question is why is the Gemara bringing a brisa for something which we had the exact same case in the Mishnah? And the answer is really one word difference. So here the brisa is speaking out that it wasn't the men, the Anshe Yerushalayim that did this, rather it was the Yakire Yerushalayim. It was the wealthy people in Yerushalayim that did it. That seems to be the only difference between this and the story that was brought in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now. The Gemara now is going to bring about 7 statements from Rabbah. So we'll discuss the first 2, and then Amir Tashem, in the following share, we'll discuss the next 5. But says the Gemara now, Amar Luhu Rabbah, Rabbah said, Lahanu Megadli Haishano de Beirish Galusa. He said to the people that were in charge of binding together, the Megadli Haishana, the ones who were in charge of binding together the Haishanis, another name for the Arbaminim, he told these the lulav binders of the Reish Galusa, that ki gadlisu haishana the Bei Reish Galusa, when you bind together, when you wrap them up, when you make the eged, so therefore, so what you should do is shiari bei beis yad. You should leave over, at least on the bottom, enough for a handle for your hand to go there to hold the arba minim together. So ki heichi deloite hevi chatzitza. So you don't have to put your hands over the eged, that would be considered a chatzitza. So Rabbi told them to make sure to leave some space on the bottom for a person to put his hand. However, says the Gemara, Rava says, no, there's no problem if your hand goes on top of the eged, because kol lina isoy inu chaitzitz. Being that even though we don't require an eged, it's being we put on the eged for noy mitzvahs, decorative purposes, so things that are there l'noy are not chaitzitz. And therefore there's no problem of holding the lulav with the eged, you don't have to leave a handle on the bottom. Says the Gemara writer now, V'amar Rabba, Rabba said, a second statement, Le'linkit inish heishana besudara. A person shouldn't hold his lulav, the arba minim, together while he's holding a handkerchief. So he has his hand wrapped in a sudur, in a handkerchief, and then with that he holds the lulav, that you shouldn't do. And the reason is the be'inu l'kichatama. It has to be a l'kichatama, you can't have something as a hefsik between your hand and the lulav. V'leka, and over here you don't have that, here you have a hefsik, and therefore there's a problem, make sure not to have your hand touching the sudr, which is touching the lulav. Says the Gemara though, that for Rava Amar, Rava says that no, that this is not a problem, because l'kicha, ide davar acher, shma l'kicha. Picking something up by holding something else to pick it up, like in this case with the handkerchief, so that's not considered chatzitza, because l'kicha, ide davar acher, shma l'kicha. Picking something up, holding something with something else, that's called holding it. It's bottled to your hands. The handkerchief is bottled to your hands, and therefore we don't view it as being a chatzitza. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mina Aminala, how do I know to say this? The Lakicha Deidavar Acher Shma Lakicha, that when you hold someone, you pick something up by holding something else in between, so it's not a problem, it's still considered like you're picking it up. Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Ezev Katzer, let's say a person only has a small piece, a short piece of Ezev. So normally, when a person becomes Tamei Meis and he has to sprinkle the Paraduma ashes with the water on top of the person who became Tamei, so he dips a piece of Ezev into the tube, and through that, with that, he sprinkles the Tamei person. So now over here, the case was, is that the person had a very short piece of Ezev, and it wasn't going to reach into the water, into the tube. So what did he do? So what does he do? Says the Mishnah, he should lengthen it by tying it, by putting it together with a string and a needle, and thereby lengthening the Ezev kilu. Says the Gemara, v'toivo, and with that he dips it into the water, umala, and he picks it up, v'aiches be'ezev umaza, and then he holds on to the Ezev and he sprinkles it. Now amai, the question is why does this work? How is he allowed to dip it in by holding something else and lowering the Ezev into the water? V'lokach v'tavol, Amar Rachmana. The Torah says that you have to take it and dip it in. Elulav shamino, l'kicha, ide davar acher, shma l'kicha. It must be that even though you're holding it by means of something else, you have something else in between, so that's still called that you're taking the thing that you're taking. It's not a problem of it being a hefsik when it's l'kicha, ide davar acher. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Mimai? Who says? Dilma shani hasam, maybe over there it's different. The reason why it's not a problem of chatzitza, it's not lacking in velakach, is because you attached it. Kevin de chavre, since you attached it to the ezev, kegufe dame. So it's considered like one with the ezev. But who says that even in a case where it's not attached, like by the case of the handkerchief, where you pick up the lulav with the handkerchief, who says that we say a rule that l'kicha davar acher is shema l'kicha? So says the Gemara Elo Mehacha. Rather, it's from the following. The raya that l'kicha davar acher, shema l'kicha, is from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the nafo mishfeferes l'shaikes. What's the halacha if instead of putting the ashes, the paraduma ashes, from the shreferes, on the tube, into the shaikes, which is the stone kli that they would draw the water with? So normally you're supposed to take the ashes, and you put it into the shaikas. What happens if the ashes fell out of the tube and into the shaikas? So the halacha is that it's pasul. Because being that you did it without kavana, so that's pasul. However, says the Gemara, it's mashma, hahifilu hu kosher. It's mashma, it's only pasul because it fell in, so you didn't have kavana. But it's mashma, if you put it in, if you dropped it in, so you didn't hold the ashes and put it into the shaikas, but you took the tube and you poured it over, and by that you made it fall into the shaykes, so then it would be kosher. And the question is amai, why is that kosher? V'lakchu v'nasan amar Rachmana. The Torah says you have to take it and put it in. So you didn't take it. You were holding the shreferis, you were holding the tube. Alav shmamino l'kicha, de davar acher shma l'kicha. You see over here, even though it's not attached, it's just the ashes are inside the tube, you see that this idea from here, that l'kicha, de davar acher, holding something by means of something else, like in this case, where he's taking the ashes by touching, by holding the shreferis, that's called taking the ashes, that's shma l'kicha.